thank you for downloading this episode of Squabblebox right here on the Trending Topics Network. Squabblebox is a live, interactive entertainment show that airs on Siren 107.3 FM every Monday and Thursday between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. Throughout the show, we like to get your views and opinions on many different topics. You can get in touch throughout the week if you're listening to the podcast repeat by going to @Squabblebox on Twitter, squabblebox@sirenonline.co.uk on the email, or our Facebook fan page, Squabblebox. The music that you hear on the show has had to be edited for legal reasons on the podcast. Stay tuned, we love hearing from you, and let's get started with the show. You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. You're listening currently to Squabblebox. We're here until 1 p.m. today. We're going to be talking all about the summer. Yes, finally, we've had that little bit of heat. I know the summer was supposed to kick off a few months ago, wasn't it? A few weeks ago, I don't know, but we've got that little bit of heat now.
No, it's not a little bit of heat. Okay. It's a monstrous amount of heat.
Well, I say that. I was complaining last night. Let's introduce ourselves first. My name's Kai Valentine. I'm here, as always, with the wonderful Miss Maisie Anderson.
Good morning.
And let's talk about the summer, Maisie. We're going to talk about it more as the show goes on. But first of all, I want to say that I was on a podcast last night, I've had a load of American friends who I do podcasts with, and they've turned around to me and gone, "Oh, it's not sunny there at all, really. It's nothing compared to over here in America." And I go, "Yeah, but you guys are prepared for it. We just..."
Well, this is the thing, and this is the interesting thing that happened at Wimbledon a few years ago, and I wish I could find who said it, and I have no idea who. It was one of the, I believe, it was one of the American tennis players who came over for Wimbledon who said, "Yes, I could say that, yes, it's hotter where I live, but when it comes to England, when it's hot... it's hot, and then it rains, and then it's hot again. It's the weather is so inconsistent, no wonder you freak out every time it changes."
Yeah, exactly. And one of the things that sort of freaks me out about it is that we panic whenever there is any sort of... We like rain, like just a little bit of rain here.
Drizzle.
A little bit of a drizzle, a bit of a cloudy day. That's what we're used to here in the UK, especially in Lincoln normally.
Well, but... there were reports that Huddersfield, in particular, was as hot as Miami.
Yes, I know. Some places were hotter than... The entire of the UK, on average, on Tuesday and Wednesday, was hotter than Ibiza.
Wow.
And I know people who are currently out in Ibiza, so... you've wasted money on an all-inclusive holiday.
I don't know. It's I'd quite like an all-inclusive holiday right now.
But the thing is, other countries where they're used to the heat, like Ibiza, like the majority of America, they're prepared for this sort of
weather. They've adapted.
They've got better air conditioning. They're used to it as well. But also, one of the things is, especially when it comes to winter as well, places that are used to snow...
Like
Canada,
Russia,
Austria. They're prepared, and then when we get a little bit of snow,
there's never any salt.
There's never any salt left. You'd have thought that, you know, every year it sort of gets to...
Because you have to hedge your bets.
It gets to the winter. It gets to the winter and we're like, "Oh, we need some salt." And then we don't have any salt left when it comes to the really big snow. And we think we should be there going, "You know what? We'll order more salt next year." And then we never do.
Well, this is the problem. There's no way of knowing whether or not that salt's going to pay off. Because our winters are so inconsistent. It barely snows. When it snows, it either snows a lot or it barely snows at all.
Yes. Now, we're a couple of minutes into the show and we've already started talking about winter. Today we are focusing on summer. But for people who haven't listened to Squabblebox before, we're going to go into our first segment now, which is Can You Believe That? And this week, can you believe that Facebook Messenger has reached 1 billion users? They've reached their 1 billion user milestone.
Now, here's the issue I had with this.
Yes.
When you sent me this link
yes.
to read the article, I read it as 1 million.
Yeah, you did.
And thought, that's not that impressive.
And that confused you quite a bit because in the article it mentions about how 1 in 7 people now use the app. I'm looking outside our window now and I can see 5 people. That means that there's another 2 of us in here. That's 7 people. So that means that at least one of us has the Facebook Messenger app. I would go more to say that probably the majority of the people have the Facebook Messenger
app. Well, that's 1 in 7 of the entire planet.
World. Where not Facebook isn't available everywhere. They would like to think that they're available nearly everywhere, but not everyone has Facebook.
Not everyone has the internet.
No, of course. So 1 billion people, that's a lot, isn't it, Maisie?
Yeah. It's more than I could imagine. This is the interesting thing. It's more than I can imagine. One interesting thing is that I don't think it's actually possible to imagine 1 billion things in your head.
No, I don't think so. I couldn't count. No one could count to 1 billion.
It would take you a long time.
And one of the things is, because it was last year that they finally reached their 1 billion monthly users for monthly or daily users for the Facebook main app.
Yes.
Now, the Messenger app is separate. However, and people sort of kicked off about this at first when
I thought it was a good idea.
Because originally, it all used to be in one app. And then they've separated it out. And a lot of people said, oh, well, this is forcing people to go download another app. And you go, yeah, but don't complain.
It doesn't cost anything. It's free. It doesn't have adverts.
No.
And actually, it makes a lot of sense to have it separate because then you don't have to open up Facebook every time you want to talk to someone.
And it will make things run faster.
Yeah.
And it will also less crashing.
Back when the Facebook app did have Messenger as part of the phone.
Yes.
The inbox didn't always work. So you would message someone, and if they didn't have the same app as you, then it wouldn't show. I actually know a lot of people who got into like relationships, who got into arguments that way, and it was really weird because every time something would happen with Facebook, so that they couldn't contact each other, they always had the same argument of, "Well, you didn't talk to me. Well, you didn't talk to me, and you took this long to reply." And I was just sitting there going, but you know what the issue is. The issue isn't either of you. The issue is the app. Why are you fighting?
Now, let's go into talking a little bit about other statistics, because the 1 in 7 thing did intrigue me, so I went and looked up other funny statistics. I was trying to find some 1 in 7s, but I couldn't find any. So, Maisie, what are the odds? I'm going to ask you now. What are the odds of winning an Oscar? You have not seen these, so other people can play along.
No, I have not seen
them. What are the odds of winning an Oscar?
I would say 1 in 1 million.
1 in 11,500.
There's a good chance I might win an Oscar.
to be honest, until last year, you had a better chance than Leonardo DiCaprio.
I miss those jokes.
What are the odds, Maisie, of becoming a professional athlete?
Me specifically, or just...
Yes.
Me?
Yeah, you becoming a professional athlete.
Well, as someone who is incredibly unhealthy, I'm going to assume that, especially because I'm so late in my life at this point, I'm never going to become a professional athlete.
The odds are 1 in 22,000.
That's not too bad.
But I suppose that gets larger when instead of using your gym membership, you go and play Pokemon Go outside the gym to catch
I'm not going to use my... No, I'm going to sit outside the gym. I don't even need to scan my little toggle thing.
Oh, yeah, I know. And one final one, maybe.
You can find fighting Pokemon at the gym. That's where I'm going.
What are the odds of being born with 11 fingers or toes?
Probably more likely than I think, so I'm going to go 1 in 500,000.
Oh, I thought you were going to get that correct. It's 1 in 500. Which,
really?
Which sort of surprises me a little bit, because not that I... There's no problem if you have 11 fingers or toes.
No, it's just an abnormality.
But actually, it does surprise me because it makes me think. There were 750 people in my school.
Yeah, I've definitely known more than 500 people in my lifetime.
So there is a statistical possibility that you know someone with 11 fingers or toes. And one final
Well, at least
fun
he was
one.
Born with 11 yeah, fingers or toes.
Let's have one final fun one. What are the odds of being called to come on down on The Price is Right?
I'd say one. I think it's more likely than Oscar.
I think it's more like...
It's more likely than Oscar, but not quite as likely as five fingers and
when
toes.
This is,
Six, I, 11 fingers and toes.
When this is put out there, I think it means if you're sat in the audience. I don't think it means...
Yeah, anybody in the world.
Just me sat at home playing on my Xbox and just hearing Bruce Forsyth from 1980 going, come on down!
I think we'd be a bit concerned if that happened.
Yeah, definitely.
I'd say that maybe... Okay, so there's probably about a couple thousand people who are in the audience.
No,
I'm trying to figure this out logically. So there's probably about 5,000
around...
people in the audience. No.
Yeah.
Less. More or less. I've never seen it.
My parents have been to a Price is Right.
I would say it's one in 200.
One in 36. So if you go to a Price is Right taping, you are a one in 36 chance.
So they call down four people.
But they do that a couple of times a show. So I'd say there's about 100, 150
people. Yeah, I don't know why I thought there was 1,000 people.
5,000 people, you say. See?
Okay.
It's not the X Factor final.
Well, this is interesting. You know, because Harry Potter being such a huge thing, especially because The Cursed Child is... The Cursed Child, the stage play has been released and the manuscript is going to be released at the end of the month. The interesting thing is, a lot of people pointed out in the early on in the books that she got her maths wrong.
Oh.
Where she actually, and it's quite interesting, because clearly the school is quite small.
Yes.
Because there's only five boys, because if you consider the fact that there's only five boys in Gryffindor for that year, for Harry's year, which means there's about five girls as well, and then that equals out about only about 40 kids per year.
Yes.
40 kids per year, 40 times seven... is 240, I believe. No, 280, sorry.
Yes.
Which means there's 280 students. When she talks about going the Quidditch match, she says that there's thousands of people watching. Now, these aren't televised events, not the school ones, not the school Quidditch events, but they mention that random members of family come, and sometimes people from the ministry come and watch. However, that still, even if you add in all of the parents of the players and all of and a couple of the teachers, there's still no way that you're going to reach 1,000.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's interesting. One final one. I know I've been saying one final one for a little while, and we will
but
go into the
next one. But she has admitted
that
was wrong. That's not me having a go at her.
Yeah, I have found one final thing that's quite interesting, is that the odds of winning £1,000 in the McDonald's Monopoly game, what do you think the odds are of that?
That's got to be a big number.
Right. It's 36,950,005
to one.
To one.
So
that means that
because there's only like two. Isn't
so
it?
I really hope you enjoy your free McFlurries and Big Macs and hash browns because
okay, the way the Monopoly works
as far
is
as you're getting.
Park Lane is very very easy to find. It's it's Mayfair that's difficult, and I think there's like only like a handful of Mayfairs that are given out.
Yeah.
But
$1,000. Sorry, this is the American version.
Okay.
So they win $1,000, which isn't even the main prize, I don't think.
I think you'd have to spend more than $1,000 to get the $1,000.
Yeah. And the interesting thing that goes along with that is that the odds of becoming president in the US is 1 in 10 million. So
you're more likely to be president of
if you're an American, any Americans listening, you're more likely to become the president of the United States than win the Monopoly's McDonald's game. And I think that's a good chance to go to our next song,
Lizzie.
Stay tuned. Yes.
I was going to say, while we contemplate that...
Make sure that you get in touch, though, because we're going to be talking about the summer today. We want to know all about your favourite memories of the summer, your favourite things about the summer.
Any
tricks?
Maybe
you're not a fan of the summer.
Or any tricks to deal with the heat in the summer.
Yes, please, please send those in. keep getting in touch. We love hearing from you. studio@sirenonline.co.uk on the email, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox, or @SirenFM on Twitter.
Or you can text in at 077-9780-716.
Stay tuned to Siren FM. Oh no, see you walking around like it's a funeral. You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM. That was Cake by the Ocean. We are Squabblebox, your interactive entertainment show right here on Siren FM. It's a really nice day outside today. It's actually lowered in temperature, Maisie.
Thank goodness.
Because we've had a long few days of amazing weather. Well, it depends how you class amazing weather, because some people will class it as amazing anyway, whatever they're doing, but some people will class it as awful weather if they're stuck inside working. Luckily, I've had a couple of days off, which I really needed, and been able to relax in the sun. So I did do a radio show last night, though, where I was constantly just in this hot room, and it was awful, and it was really hard to keep it going, because we're, if people don't know, we're actually on the campus here at the university. I was doing a podcast in the Minerva building in the university, and I had to leave the window open because it was so hot in this small room, but every so often a train would come past and people on the other end of the line would be like, what's going on? So let's have a look at the weather, Maisie.
Let's indeed.
Today in the Lincolnshire area, it's highs of 24 degrees, lows of 17 degrees. So we're about 5 or 6 degrees lower than we have been the last few days. The sun rose this morning at 5:03 a.m. and it will be setting at 9:14 p.m. this evening. There is a high pollen count, so for anyone out there who struggles with their hay fever like myself, you might need to just be careful of that. Stock up on your antihistamines, low pollution and high UV rating. So, Maisie, today we're talking all about the summer. And if you want to get in touch and let us know about your favourite things about the summer, maybe have some great summer memories, maybe you don't like the summer, let us know everything you love about the summer by going to @SirenFM on Twitter, studio@sirenonline.co.uk on the email, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox, or the phone number. You can get in touch by texting us 07977 800 716, or if you're listening on the TuneIn Radio Player app, you can send a message through there and it will automatically come through to our email box. Maisie.
Yes.
So what's your favourite thing about the summer?
I love the type of music that gets played around the summer.
Yes.
The happy, because as much as I love Christmas songs and sort of spooky Halloween themed stuff, my favourite type of season for music is the summer, because it's always so upbeat.
Yes.
You don't get too many sad songs during the summer. It's about having fun, being empowered, doing stuff, being active.
Yeah, I can see what you're saying there. I do love summer music.
Summer tracks are the best.
Cake by the Ocean came out about 2 months ago, but when it came out, I first saw it on the Graham Norton show. That was one of the first places that they performed it live on British TV. Mm. And when Graham Norton introduced it, he said, this is going to be a hit song this summer. And it has turned into a great track for this summer. And I do like that upbeat style, and it really just gets you in the mood. Like you, I like my Christmas songs. But when it comes to summer, it's nice just to relax.
Yeah.
And those songs which make you picture the sun and sitting in the garden, which you don't always get with a British summer.
You don't always. You've been doing a lot.
Yes.
You have been doing that a lot over the past couple of days.
Sitting in the garden, yeah. I can't blame myself with that, to be honest. We've got the paddling pool in the back garden, nice cool water, relax in the sun. And yeah, it's nice and fun.
Well, I've been upstairs just watching stuff on my laptop because I can't stand to go out in the heat.
When it comes to the summer, though, it's nice. When the sun comes out, you start to feel a bit happier and a little bit more like... I like going outside. One of the things that I liked doing as a child was when the summer months came and it got to the big 6 week holidays,
woo,
your friends would come up on your door and go, Mrs. Valentine, can Kai come out and play? None of my friends called my mum.
No, I was going to say.
And like we'd go out and play and you'd just be out all day. That's one of the common misconceptions with our generation, and we have touched on it before, where people think that we just like to play inside, play on Xboxes and apps.
We do that as well.
But when we were a kid, I didn't have that. I had a phone that just had a stopwatch on it, so that, and I've sold this before, just a stopwatch on it, so that I could time my mates and me going around the block on our bikes.
I wasn't allowed my first phone until I was 13.
Yeah, so you...
It would have been 14, but because that's when my sister got hers, but my sister then... made an arrangement with my mum because my sister quickly realised that I was the only person in my entire year by that point who didn't have a phone, which meant I was starting to get left out of things. Okay. So my sister quite lovingly went to my mum and said, right, I know that you said she can't have one till she's 14, but if I buy it for her birthday, can she have one when she's 13?
Yeah.
So my sister went to Woolworths and got me, I got a Woolworths phone, it was great. Because she wanted to get me this one that had zebra print on it because she thought, oh, that's a bit different and funky. But because it was just as before they were about to close down.
Yes.
So they were all gone. So she got me this plain... So she got me the same one but without the zebra print. And it was just a simple little brick phone. It did everything it needed to do. It was back when... Before contracts were a big thing and everyone still did things on SIM credit and stuff like that. I loved that phone.
We've got a message in from Lynn in Huddersfield who says the summer of 76, she was 7 years old. She played out from morning till night, brown as a berry, lol. Standpipes in the street, everyone queuing up to fill their buckets, pots and pans.
Aww.
We would do that regularly when it came to water fights. Like, yeah. we would split it because there'd be one mum who would let everyone use their taps to go fill up the water pipes, but we'd always be, use the outdoor tap so you don't get water in my kitchen.
Yeah, use the outdoor tap, stuff like that. I remember, because I spent my childhood summers I spent in Canterbury with my grandma, which is a great place to spend summertime, I have to admit, because she lives in a little village in Canterbury.
Yes.
So it's very rural. She's literally covered in forest. The entire village is covered in Blean Forest. It's great. And it's a fantastic place to go in the summer because it just feels really magical. And I had quite an active imagination as a child, so I was convinced that there were fairies in that forest. And I went out and I looked for those fairies quite forcefully. Looked for those fairies.
Oh, did you ever find the fairies, Maisie?
I didn't find the fairies.
Oh. Well, we have had a message in. We've just had a tweet, and this has made me really happy, from Marcel in California, who says, yeah, at Squabblebox, I'm finally listening to the show live, and it's 3 a.m. when I should be sleeping. So,
don't listen at 3 a.m.
So, Marcel, thank you very much for listening. We're really glad that you're here and that you're listening live. But feel free to go to bed. For people who don't know, we do put the show onto the Trending Topics Network on iTunes later on in the week. Later on today it will be, because I'm planning on getting it all edited today.
Ooh.
So do check out the podcast repeat. Marcel, thank you very much for listening, but we won't be offended if you do decide to go to bed. I know that I'd struggle to be up at 3 a.m. listening to us. So.
Yeah. Although that brings me on to a good point. Sleeping. Trying to sleep in hot weather.
And we will talk about that more as the show goes on. Stay tuned to Siren FM.
Jazz, rock, dance, and all your other musical needs on Siren FM.
You're listening to Siren FM. That was Summer Nights from Greece, getting us into that summery mood. Another message in here, Maisie, from Marcel in California, who says, I'm usually up at 3 a.m. anyway. Also, I find it very difficult to sleep in the hot weather. Well, it's funny that you should ask that, Marcel. Say that, Marcel, because Maisie's about to give her top tips for the hot weather.
I hope that you're going to join in.
I might do. I don't have many top tips for the hot weather except for open windows, put a fan
on. Well, the problem I have is that I can't really open my window.
No.
Because it's dangerous to leave my window open because it's very easy to access.
Yes.
So I tend to sleep with my door closed or possibly on vent if possible. But thing is, I get really warm at night, partly because normally I'm sharing my bed, which makes it twice as hot.
Yes.
And also because the way my room is it because it's on the top floor, all the heat rises and tends to make quite a kerfuffle.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of things that I've started doing recently that have helped me sleep easier and have kept my temperature down. One of them was making an ice pack.
Oh, right, yeah.
And because I don't have any ice packs, I had to make one.
Yeah.
I made basically.
How did you make one, Maisie?
Okay, basically, I took the. You sound really excited. It's not that exciting.
Here's one I made earlier. Basically, it's melted.
Yeah, basically, because we've been putting ice trays in the freezer pretty much non-stop since the summer started.
Yes.
And what I did is I put those into a little plastic sandwich bag. And then I wrap the sandwich bag in a tea towel, or I also did it in the little woolly cover that I've got for my hot water bottle. I took that off the hot water bottle just so that it's not so it doesn't basically give me ice burn.
Yeah, yeah.
And then just mostly put that on my neck because that's where you cool down quickest is putting cold things on your neck.
All right, I didn't know that.
Or on your feet.
Oh, well, I learn something new every day. That might be something I test out this evening.
The other thing I started doing was... Well, you're not taking my ice. The other thing I started doing was I have this little plastic squirt bottle that does... It used to have a fragrance in it, but it's pretty much empty now. And what I started doing is spraying that on myself when I'm too hot because the whole point of... I don't know if you knew this. The whole point of sweat is that you sweat so that it comes up onto the skin and so that it then evaporates onto the skin, which cools it.
Yes.
So that's the whole point of sweat. So I tried, because I don't like the feeling of being sweaty, I decided to replicate that with cold water.
Right.
So spray, leave it for a bit, and then it evaporates itself, and it has the same effect.
Oh, right. That's interesting. I hope someone takes you up on these ideas and tries them out, actually.
Yeah, I hope so. One thing I read, because I found out about... I didn't find out about, but one website that I looked at because I was very, very warm one night suggested a couple of things that I would not recommend.
Yes.
Including making a bedsheet damp and then covering your window with it.
Oh, okay.
To get cold so that the air coming through the bedsheet is cold. The only issue with that is hanging something that damp in your room
creates
actual damp in the walls. Not do that.
Now I was just about to mention one of my tips was because I thought the other day, I thought, oh, it's getting hot, maybe I should get myself a fan, and I ordered one off Amazon and other buying online places are available. And I ordered it was meant to come yesterday, and it got to about 10 to 6 last night and it was still in Fife. So I thought, well, I don't think he's going to turn up today. But I have just had confirmation that he's here now. Yeah. It's over in the delivery locker.
I'm surprised you didn't just go into town and get one of those small small handheld fans.
Yeah, I thought about that. But this is nice. It can go on my desk and hopefully put a bit more air.
I was contemplating the same thing, getting a fan. The only issue is that once the summer's over, never going to use it again.
But it's really small. It's only 7 inches tall.
But still, are you ever actually going to use it after the summer?
Yes, next summer.
If you feel like holding on to a fan for that long...
I'm sure I will. I've got underwear that's older than that. So let's talk a bit more about the summer. We've had another message in from Doreen in Huddersfield, who's talking about what Lynn was saying earlier, the summer of 76, and apparently that was a really hot summer. We don't remember that, because that was 20 years before we were born. But looking at it, Doreen says, yes, that was a really hot summer. Spent time at the caravan too. Who cared about holidays abroad? Trying to keep cool was a problem, though. thinking about it, Maisie, holidaying abroad versus holidaying at home. When the weather's nice, I don't mind holidaying here.
I love holidaying in the UK. It's
I
great.
Used to love going to. I used to go to Haworth, which is just which I love telling people because whenever I told people, I never said Haworth because Haworth is nice and it sounds like a nice place. I used to go, oh yeah, I'm going on holiday to Bradford.
You should have said Haworth.
But Haworth is such a lovely place, and there was a campsite that we'd go to, a load of us, and we'd go camping for like
camping
a week.
Camping in the summer.
Oh, it's so nice, but it can get really hot. I have had massive burns on my chest and my arms from putting enough sun cream on.
Because my family knows how our bodies work, and we know that we burn easily.
Yes.
Especially on my mum's side, where it's pale Scottish blood. And so I'm constantly, as a kid, I was constantly being stopped and then covered with the sunscreen, had my hat stuck on, had as long a t-shirt as was realistic, so my shoulders didn't burn. My mum was always very, very careful about keeping me and my sister from burning, and we didn't for the most part. Until there was one time when my mum was away for reasons I can't remember, but I was very young at the time. And it was during the summer, and my dad decided, while my mum was away, he'll take me and my sister to the beach.
Oh no.
And
oh,
my dad...
Dad's going to get all the blame, isn't he?
My dad, bless him, it got to about two... We were there for 2 hours.
Yes.
At the beach. We were having a great time. It was pretty empty that day, despite how hot it was. My dad found a nice sort of empty-ish patch, so we were playing happy as Larry. And then 2 hours in, my dad realised that even though he packed the sunscreen...
Oh, no.
He didn't use it.
Oh.
He had completely forgotten to cover me and my sister. And
I bet your mum killed
him.
Well,
this is the thing. Once he realised, the first thing he did was he called us over, he got us to put sunscreen on our backs, on our front, anywhere that was visible. And then we went off and started playing again. And my dad, the moment he realised he'd forgotten, he already felt guilty. I'm pretty sure my mum didn't mind. I think she saw it as a mistake, and we weren't too badly hurt because he'd remembered at one point. The only other thing about that day out I remember is that my dad left also just so happened to leave his headlights on the whole time we were there. So when we got back to the car, the battery was dead.
Oh, no.
So we were stuck.
Oh, he's really not had a good day, has he, your dad?
It was not a fun day for him. So he was stuck. Me and my sister were quite young, so we were trying to help in ways that we knew we couldn't.
Yeah.
By just sort of being out of the way and making a lot of noise somewhere else. So my dad had to wait until someone drove past, because my dad doesn't pay for parking. He finds free places to park. So he had to wait for someone to come past and ask them for a jump start so we could get home.
I'm sure we'll have some more beach stories as the show goes on. And remember, you can get in touch and let us know your favourite memories about the summer, things that you used to get up to in the summer. Maybe you don't like summer. Get in touch. Let us know at SirenFM on Twitter, studio@sirenonline.co.uk on the email, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox, or
you can text in at 077 97 800 716, or you can send us a message if you're listening via the Radio Player app.
Yes, you can. Now, Maisie, what are we heading into next?
We are heading into The Summer of 69 by Bryan Adams.
Stay tuned to Siren FM. I got my first real six string, bought it at the Five and Dime. Till my fingers bled, was the summer of 69. Me and some guys from school, back in the summer of 69. It was the summer of 69. Oh yeah. Me and my baby, 69. Summer of 69, Bryan Adams. And it's time, Maisie. It's time for the quiz question of the morning. Are you excited?
Yeah, sure, why not? Even though I can't join in.
Now, for Pete, I hope you're listening carefully to that last song. Some of you might know the answer already. This is our Don't Google It quiz, which is very simple. We just ask you to not Google the answer. We're going to give you a question. You are not to Google the answer, and we'll see who can get in the quickest.
It's a quiz of faith.
It's a quiz of faith, and
it's
hope
the honor system.
Play along. If you don't know the answer, take a guess. Quickest person to give in the answer gets 10 points.
10 squabble box
10
points.
10 squabble box points, which are about as useful as points on Mock the Week, put it that
you
way.
You get our gratification.
And we'll let you know.
That's the right word, isn't it?
Yeah, so we'll let you know the winner before the end of today's show. So the question is all about the summer of 69. The actual song, Summer of 69, not the year, because that was, we thought the summer of 76 was before we were born. Summer of 69 was well before we were born.
It's when my dad was born.
So here's the quiz question for today. In the narrative of the song, Summer of 69 by Bryan Adams, why did the band never get far?
There are two reasons.
Yes, we're looking for two reasons. In the narrative of the song Summer of 69 by Bryan Adams, why did the band never get far?
Anyone who wasn't listening to the song is going to really kick themselves now.
Lines open now. You can get in touch in the many different ways. At Siren FM on Twitter. studio@sirenonline.co.uk on the email. The Facebook fan page Squabblebox.
You can text in at 077 97 800 716, or you can send us a message if you're listening via the Radio Player app.
Yes, you can. So one more time, I'll read out the question, and that is that in the narrative of the song Summer of 69 by Bryan Adams, why did the band never get far? We're looking for two reasons, and we'll tell you the answer before the end of today's show. So we're talking about the summer today, Maisie. Mm-hmm. And we've got a couple of more minutes before we head into the news. One of the things that I liked that I was touching on earlier but I didn't get far into was when I used to go play out with my mate. Well, you go play out. And it was always really... it was always really fun. And I used to go out and play... Did you ever play hide and seek?
Yes, all the time.
Did you ever play outings?
Outings?
Outings.
What's outings?
Now, outings was it might have different names around the country.
It might do.
Outings was our version of, or the West Yorkshire version of hide and seek, but there are no limits. Now, I had to get to a certain age to be able to play outings.
But no limits means that you could end up in another country if you really want.
Yeah, basically it was outings, but, you know, as far as your mum and dad will let you go. So for me in Kirkeaton in Huddersfield, people from outside of Huddersfield don't know this, it was like the whole of Kirkeaton to the limit of Dalton. because we weren't allowed to Dalton.
So. Dalton's not bad.
No,
Dalton's grand.
Not. So what about yourself, Maisie? You played hide and seek a lot. Were you good at hide and seek?
Well, I'm quite small, so I was fantastic at hide and seek.
Yeah.
Because I can fit into small spaces quite easily and stay there quite comfortably.
We also used to play a game called Kick the Bottle. Kick Can and Op It.
Kick Can and Op It. I think I've heard of this.
Which
yeah.
is basically hide and seek or outings where you go out and you go hide and then the person has to go and find you. The seeker counts by an empty bottle. Like, it could be an empty bottle of fairy liquid that your mum's finished with. And that's where the seeker starts. They've got to go out and find the people. But the other people who are hiding have got to get back and kick the can. And then
yeah,
run away.
I played a similar... I didn't kick the can.
Kick
we
can
did,
and op it. I've not spoken about that for ages.
We did a similar thing. It wasn't kick the can. I think it was touch the dustbin.
Yeah.
Like, you started at a wheelie bin, and that's where the seeker was, and then you had to get to the wheelie bin before they found you.
Yeah. I'm just reading.
But then there would always be that one person who was cheating as the seeker, and they just stay there and wait for you to come to them.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Maisie. I'm laughing so much because I've just seen the answers to the quiz question that we've got. And we'll talk about them more as the show goes on, but we're going to have to get ready to go into the news.
We are.
Keep sending them in. We want to know. We want to know. In the narrative of the song Summer of 69 by Bryan Adams, why did the band never get far? Keep sending them in and stay tuned to Siren FM.
We'll be back after the news.
just need to take a bite.
For the summer, Demi Lovato, you're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are Squabblebox. My name's Kai Valentine, and I'm here, as always, with the wonderful Miss Maisie Anderson. This
very good
lovely
afternoon.
Thursday afternoon, which normally I turn around at this point and I go, this lovely Thursday afternoon, I look out the window and it's pouring down with rain. But nice enough, it's actually quite sunny today. Highs of 24 degrees, lows of 17 degrees. High pollen count today, so if you're a hay fever sufferer like I am, you've got to be a bit careful whilst you're out there. So let's have a look at what we're talking about today. We're talking about the summer.
We are,
and we're going to get into a second Can You Believe That very shortly. But if you want to talk about the summer today with us, let us know your favourite memories of the summer or comment on anything that we are talking about. You can get in touch in the many different ways on Twitter at SirenFM, on the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, or on our Facebook fan page Squabblebox.
You even have the option to text in at 077 800 716, or you can send us a message if you're listening via the Radio Player app.
Now Maisie's very excited. I can see the smile on her face as she reads this next email that I believe is in from Beth in Huddersfield.
It is indeed. It's a bit of a mouthful, so bear with me. She has sent in a message saying, "Can you believe that Sir Terry Pratchett's daughter Rihanna is writing a screenplay for a Jim Henderson of Muppet fame production of The We Three Men?" Or that she has written for computer games such as Mirror's Edge, Heaven and Heavenly Sword, among many others. Not sure if it's related to your subject today, but I really wanted to tell Maisie about it, as I know that she'll love it.
Yes, so Terry Pratchett's book. I saw this, a friend
yes,
of mine shared it on Facebook.
The late, great Terry Pratchett, one of my favourite authors of all time. His last ever book before he passed away was the last instalment of The We Three Men.
Right.
The We Three Men speaks to me on so many levels, and I've discussed it before on Squabblebox.
How long is We Three Men?
As a book.
How many books? Is it just one book?
Five
or is
books.
It five books. And they're starting from the beginning, right?
Yes,
they're not just
but
doing
they
his last book.
They weren't written in consecutive order. Basically, the way that his Discworld works is that he writes books about the world of the Discworld as and when he pleases, about whatever comes to him.
Yes.
He wrote about The We Three Men. When it started, the main character was 9. She was about 20 when it finished. Because the whole... And the thing is, the big gaps between her age aren't really that noticeable, because there are many books actually in between each We Three Man that's not even about her or anyone else mentioned in those books.
Yeah.
Because it's a whole big world and there's so many characters that he writes about. It just so happens that this is one series that you can put together and say, yes, that's the We Three Men series. The We Three Men are little pixie men who they're about an inch or two tall. They're covered in blue tattoos and they're Scottish. It's pretty much their thing.
Right.
They like fighting and they like and they like helping, even though they don't really help. They end up making more mischief than they do actually fixing things and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic book.
I've only heard good things about
because
Terry
Pratchett.
Because
you've only heard me talk about it all the time.
I've heard of other friends talk about how great it is. And
We Three Men is my favourite series.
Do you think
it's
going to become a huge blockbuster series then?
I don't know. It's more likely to end up being a really small, respectful type of thing. I don't think it's going to be a big blockbuster. Although Terry Pratchett's daughter, Rihanna, is a fantastic writer.
It's good to see that he's daughter is the one that's doing it, because it does put a bit more faith in the idea that she possibly knows more about what her father would want the film to look another person taking over that part.
It's partly that. It's partly because she's a fantastic writer.
Yes.
She's not just been chosen just because that she's related to him. She's been chosen also because she's really good at her job.
You see, it doesn't always work out, though, because for people who are fans of Only Fools and Horses, I know you're not, Maisie, but for people
we're not going to go into that today.
No, we're not. But for people who are fans of Only Fools and Horses, they'll remember that a couple of years ago they brought back an Only Fools and Horses sketch for Comic Relief.
Yes.
And no, it was Sports Relief, because it had David Beckham in it as well.
Okay.
And it was considered to be a massive moment and something that the original writer had been working on for many years before he died. He'd always had this idea of them coming across a sportsman. Obviously, it wasn't David Beckham, I don't think they were actually thinking of. But they decided to go with it anyway, and it was actually written by his son.
Okay.
However, the problem was the writer's son I thought it was good. Other people, not a fan. Which it's always a big problem when you're bringing back
It's a risk.
And especially when that show's got such a huge following and the original writer is no longer with us.
Yes. It is a tricky situation.
As you think that you might be able to know what they want, you never know for absolute certain. Like John Sullivan was the original writer. It was his son that worked on the writing and finished off his script for the Sports Relief version.
And that's not the only situation where it's happened. I don't know the exact series of books, but I know that my mum and dad are huge sci-fi fans, and there was a series of books where the last one was halfway through being done when the author passed away.
Yes.
So his son picked it up, because he had it all planned out, took his original plan, and then just wrote the second half. The issue is that they have not that his son isn't a very good writer, but it was the fact that it was a different writing style, and almost exactly halfway through the book, everything changes in style.
Yeah.
And not necessarily for the worse, but it just means that it completely cuts off the flow, which means that a lot of people don't enjoy that last book of the series. And I don't know exactly which series it was, and I'm sure, knowing my parents, they will probably tell me before the end of the hour.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a situation that's always quite bad. Especially because, you know the film Brave?
Yeah.
It's a Disney Pixar film.
I've heard of it, yeah.
Again, Scottish people. I'm obsessed. But Brave, I loved the idea of Brave, and it is a fantastically animated film. But you can tell where the production team changed.
Yes.
Because halfway through, the writing team changed, and you can see where it happened. Because it starts being a story about this girl being independent, and then it starts being a story about a girl trying to save her mum from being a bear.
Yeah.
It's a very quick change of what the idea for the film was.
Yeah, it's normally about, because as much as you can keep the original cast in something and that really helps, it's mainly the writers which are the...
Writers are the unsung heroes of everything.
Yeah, it's like when I heard that they're doing they're currently filming a prequel of Keeping Up Appearances with Kerry Howard cast as a young Hyacinth Bouquet.
Which I'm looking forward to.
I'm really looking forward to it. And I was a bit on the edge about it, and I wasn't sure whether it was going to be great. But I know that Kerry Howard is a fantastic actress, but also...
She kind of looks the part as well. Yeah. You can imagine her and Hyacinth being...
Photos have actually been revealed this week of her in costume. So I'll show you that during the next
Please
song,
do.
Maisie. But one of the things that really got me on side with this is that it is being written by the original creator, Roy Clark. And Roy Clark writes so many great shows.
He does.
Like Open All Hours. That's been brought back as still Open All Hours, and it's still Roy Clark who writes it.
Yeah, I love
so
that.
It's brilliant.
I
that
do
he's
love
still...
that a lot of these really classic sitcoms are coming back with a new life
them. People have said, like, with and we will get back to talking about the summer shortly, but people have said with Still Open All Hours, they go, oh, it feels very old-fashioned. And you go, yeah, because it's the same style as it was those many years ago. It's just you're used to different things now. It's a nice little nostalgia classic style sitcoms.
There's a very clear issue where basically you can watch old sitcoms and think, oh, they're so boring, they're not doing anything new. But in reality, we're watching it retrospectively. So anything that old sitcoms were doing, a lot of them were actually really quite progressive.
Yes.
Not in a sort of pro rights or anything kind of way, but in the way that they were done.
Yeah.
In new technologies, in a new form of comedy, stuff like that. But we can't see that because everyone's copied that since.
Yeah, I completely agree
Same
with you.
Same with Stanford and Son? It's not Stanford and Son, it's something else.
Steptoe and Son. That's been brought back for a special, as is Porridge.
Yeah, one interesting thing, I saw, and I don't tend to watch them too often, BuzzFeed.
Yes.
Well known for their clickbait, and other YouTube channels are available. Did a Americans watch Father Ted for the first time.
Right.
And one of them turned around and said, oh, it was very before its time.
Yeah.
And I went, no, it wasn't. It was perfectly arranged. It's not doing anything new. It's doing everything that every sitcom before it was doing.
Yeah.
It's just doing it with priests.
Yeah, I can see that. Now, Maisie, we are talking about the summer today, and you can get in touch and let us know all about your favourite memories of the summer times or things that you used to get up to in the summer. We've had a few sent in already. We're going to talk about them more as the show goes on. At SirenFM on Twitter, studio@sirenonline.co.uk on the email, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox.
Or you can text Ding at 077 97 800 716, or send us a message if you're listening via the Radio Player app.
I think when we
like Beth in Huddersfield, who's also requested a song.
Yes, and we'll get into that in a second. I just want to say we will read out the answer to the quiz after this next song. I think we'll do it now because we've had so many answers in already, and a lot of them are really funny, and I want to talk about them now. So we'll do about that. We'll talk more about the summer as the show goes on. So what has Beth from Huddersfield requested, Maisie?
She has requested Sunshine on a Rainy Day by Zoe. We'll be right back after this.
To do the answer to our quiz this morning, you're listening to Squabblebox on Siren 107.3 FM, Sunshine on a Rainy Day by Zoe. Now, we asked a question earlier on after we played the song Summer of 69 by Bryan Adams. Our theme today is the summer. We asked the question. Now, let's find the actual wording of what the question is so I get this right. The question was, in the narrative of the song Summer of 69 by Bryan Adams, why did the band never get far? That's in the narrative of the song Summer of 69 by Bryan Adams, why did the band never get far? And we got some great answers.
The majority of them were close.
Yeah,
but not quite right in
this,
a way that turns
absolutely
hilarious. This
has made us so
hilarious.
Happy because it's obvious that nobody has Googled this.
Yeah, the honour system works.
Jade from is she from Hull?
Yes.
Yeah, Jade from Hull has got in touch and said, at Squabblebox, she got in so quickly.
Yes.
So quickly. But unfortunately, Jade, you were incorrect because you said Timmy quit and Joey got married.
Timmy and Joey were never in the band.
Timmy and Joey weren't mentioning them. Maybe they were those backing singers that are never mentioned.
They were the roadies.
They were the roadies. Timmy and Joey were the roadies. So, Jade, unfortunately, you didn't get that correct.
I want to know what happened to Timmy and Joey. Well, we know what happened to them, but I want to know how they were involved in this whole situation.
Tell us more, Jade. Thank you for sending an answer, though, and try again next week.
Coming very close. Very close, but not quite right.
The next one we got in was from Adam Frank, who got in touch and said, at Squabblebox, Jimmy quit, Judy got married.
No, Judy went off to go be a judge.
Nope.
It's close. It's very close.
Oh,
but not
sorry,
quite
Adam.
Right.
You were not correct. You did get in touch, though, a little bit later on, but quickly. He did get in touch a minute later and said, at Squabblebox, and did the little typo sign and put Jody, lol. Unfortunately, Adam, somebody
in the time it took him to correct himself.
In the time it took him to correct himself, Lynn from Huddersfield got in touch and got the answer correct.
Woo!
She said, Jimmy quit, Jody got married. so unfortunately, Adam, you didn't get that correct. Adam, you did then send in a message. Adam did send in a message then going, or is that Jonesy? Really not sure. I love it how everyone doesn't know what the name of this song is. It's brilliant, though, because when it comes to karaoke and stuff, people always get words wrong.
Yeah, oh, yes. I'm a terrible person for getting words wrong.
You listen to a song, and there's like only one song that I think I know the entire words for without getting at least one lyric for, and that's Mr. Brightside by The
Everyone,
Killer.
Everyone knows. Everyone was born knowing the lyrics to Mr. Brightside.
There was one other person who got in touch, and that was Gary.
This is my favourite one.
Gary from Huddersfield, who unfortunately, Gary, you got it incorrect.
But you win the prize for our favourite answer.
Because you did say because Jimmy and Jody got married. Now here's the problem. The lyric is Jimmy quit, Jody got married.
They could have got married to each other.
But that's not specified. I love
and
it.
And also, it's not
Gary
really
from...
sure whether Jody is a man or a woman.
So Gary in Huddersfield has got in touch and said Jimmy and Jody got married. You've sort of put that.
Fan fiction.
Yeah, this is fan fiction for Bryan Adams' Summer of 69. Maybe Jimmy and Jody did get married, and that's why Jimmy had to quit the band, because Jody got married to Jimmy, and then Jimmy felt, no, I need to go into. Maybe Jody got pregnant, and Jimmy then felt like, no, I need
maybe
to.
Maybe Jody got married to someone else and Jimmy was like, I can't do it. I can't be in the band if she's married to someone else. And then they got married.
Oh, like years later, they got in touch. After the summer of 69, in the summer of 2015,
they reconnected on Facebook.
They reconnected on Friends Reunited before it shut down last year. And they got back together and they're living happily ever after.
You've turned this into The Last Tango in Halifax.
Somewhere in Harrogate.
Stop turning everything into The Last Tango in Halifax.
I love The Last Tango in Halifax.
I know you do. It's a fantastic show, but you can't keep making it a thing.
Do I? Oh, well, today we're talking. So congratulations, Lynn from Huddersfield. You got it correct. Thank you to Adam, to Jade, and to Gary also for your messages.
I think they should all get 5 points each.
They get 5 magical Squabblebox points as well. Lynn gets 10. They don't mean anything, so don't keep count. But
you can exchange them for song requests.
Today we're talking all about the summer. We've asked you to get in touch and let us know your favourite things about the summer or your favourite summer memories. That is what Marcel from California has done. And he says, my favourite summer memory is going to my grandmother's house over the summer.
Same.
I loved going to visit my grandma and granddad.
I spent a lot of my summers with my family.
Yeah. Family time in the summer is a brilliant time. Now, what did you do? Because you actually go... Because the thing about my family is I used to live in Kirkeaton in Huddersfield, and my grandma and granddad Beattie would just be up the road. My grandma and granddad Valentine would literally just down the road in Dalton near where you lived.
Yeah.
And it was nice to have everyone so close together, and basically the majority of my family were based in Huddersfield.
Yeah, I have the exact opposite, where my family are very spread around. Some of them live in Scotland, some of them live in America. The ones who do live in England live very separately in Norfolk, Canterbury and Huddersfield.
Yes.
So Lincoln and Hull. very spread around.
Yeah.
So we don't tend to see each other as a big group very often. We'll see each other in little bits, but when there's normally, now that we're all adults as well, because there are no longer any children in the mix, it's gotten to the point where when we do meet each other, it's pretty much we see each other all at once a year. And that once a year tends to be in August. We all go round to the person with the biggest house.
Yeah.
And we all spend time together for about a weekend, and then we don't do it again for another year.
Yeah, so do you enjoy spending the time with your family?
I love it. My dad, last year was the first time that my dad spent a long amount of time with either mine or my sister's partners.
Oh, how was that?
That was entertaining from my point of view, because I know that my dad, my dad's very respectful, and as long as we're happy, he's happy. But he does like to make people uncomfortable when he can.
Oh, my dad's like that. I love my dad to bits, and I find it so hilarious when he does this. But when it's not me and it's somebody else, like when my sister brings home a boyfriend,
yeah,
and he will make them feel so uncomfortable. But in a jokingly way, he'll be nice, but he will make them feel uncomfortable.
Basically my dad made the very quick point of the only reason we're all here is because of the ladies. My family is a very matriarchal kind of society where when it comes to these gatherings, all of the women are related and none of the men are. So all of the women are related to each other and all of the men are married to one of the other women.
Yeah.
Or with one of the other women. So it's my grandpa is the only person who's related to all of these women. Everyone else just happens to be married to or have a daughter.
Yeah.
In this family. So my dad pointed that out to them, and then he sat both of them down one morning during this trip and just went to them, so, you know how the ladies in the family don't really do mornings? Because we are a grumpy lot.
Yes.
He said...
I can confirm.
Yes.
Well, I can confirm one of them.
If you had to deal with me, my mum, and my sister, first thing in the... No, actually, out of all of us, my sister's the worst one, because yeah. She can't have coffee. My sister doesn't drink coffee.
No.
So she doesn't, the first thing she drinks in the morning tends to be, isn't caffeine. So it takes her a long time to wake up and to be sociable. So yeah, my dad actually sat down these two men, both of them in their 20s, both of them very scared because they're completely surrounded by in-laws. The worst part is he started trying sort of half intimidating them with sort of horror stories of how grumpy the women in my family get. Then my auntie's fiance joins in and starts making them scared.
Yeah.
So the two of them are just sort of carrying, sort of like, what are we going to do? Like, should we run?
I did love, in the summer, going to my grandparents' house, we'd sit out in the, I remember my grandma going to Valentine's playing football in their little back garden with my cousin. They've got a small back garden, a big bit of decking, small bit of grass, and we'd get a ball, and it kept going over the neighbour's fence, and that was always the awkward moment of having to ask them to throw it back over, and someone shouting over, going, don't let it go over again, and then my grandma and granddad, my granddad Beattie's garden is... It's big. Have you ever been up to my granddad Beattie's garden?
No, I've never been to your grandparents.
It's impressive. It's big. It's got lots of nice flowers, and I don't know whether it was Huddersfield or West Yorkshire Garden of the Year for, 5 years running, something
nice.
Like that. He used to win all these competitions and basically just get free B&Q vouchers.
I'd happily take those. Well, the issue is that my dad, he has many hobbies, but gardening is the one thing that he does continuously. It got to the point a few years ago where he had to turn around to his extended family, my mum's family, and go, can you... I really appreciate the garden vouchers and the books about gardening and all of the stuff, but I don't need them all year round. Because basically for Christmas and birthdays, he would get gardening vouchers so many gardening vouchers that he owns anything he's ever going to need for the rest of his life.
Yeah, I can see what you mean. So we're going to talk more about summer as the show goes on. There's a couple of things that I've got in my mind of things that I've got up to in the summer over the past few years that we'll talk about after this next song. Make sure you stay tuned to Siren FM and keep sending in your messages to @SirenFM on Twitter, studio@sirenonline.co.uk on the email, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox.
Or you can text in at 077 97 800 716, or you can send us a message if you're listening via the radio player app.
Jade from Hull has got back in touch over Twitter and let us know a bit of a backstory on her Timmy and Joey from summer of 69. She says, at Squabblebox, Timmy was the guy who brought the sandwiches. It all fell apart after that. Nobody cared about Joey. Stay tuned to Siren FM.
When I met you in the summer, to my heartbeat sound, we fell in love as the leaves turn brown, and we could be together, baby.
Talking about summer today. I Met You in the Summer. Who's that by, Maisie?
That was by Calvin Harris.
Yes, Calvin Harris with Summer. We are Squabblebox, your entertainment interactive show, apparently, on Siren.
You've been flustered by Timmy.
107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. Today we're talking all about the summer. You can get in touch in the many different ways. Let us know your thoughts on the summer. Are you enjoying yourself today? It's a little bit. There's a couple of more clouds out today. Highs of 24 degrees, lows of 17 degrees, a high pollen count. Enjoy the sun today. Get outside if you can. And if you're at work, then enjoy it when you get home. Don't worry, it's Thursday. That means the weekend is almost here. It's meant to actually brighten up over the weekend once again. So if you're at work, don't worry. It will get brighter and you can enjoy your weekend. Now, Maisie, let's talk a bit more about the summer. People can get in touch, I was about to say, by going to studio@sirenonline.co.uk on the email, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox, or @SirenFM on Twitter.
Not forgetting that you can text in at 077 97 800 716, or you can send us a message if you're listening via the radio player app.
Now, one of my favourites when it came to doing things over the summer was going to music festivals. I started going, I think I went to my first one when I was 15 or 16. I think I was just going into year 11 at...
That would be 15.
Yes, I was 15, just about to turn 16. I believe
you wouldn't, because your birthday's in July.
Oh, that's true. Maybe it was the end of high school then. I'm not sure. Does it really matter?
When you were a young'un.
Yeah, I went to Bingley Music Live Festival, which is just outside Bradford. I seem to just go to Bradford for my summer holidays. But it was really fun. It's one of those low budget music festivals, but they had some really good bands on. I saw the headline acts were brilliant. That first year, I remember I saw Chase and Status, who I later saw here in Lincoln at the Engine Shed, but also I saw the Pigeon Detectives, I saw Maximo Park, who we've played on this show a few times, and then like the few years later I saw Razor Light, they're the ones who sing America. And everyone was waiting for them to play America, and they didn't wait until right at the end, and then it was disappointing.
And they kept teasing you in between the songs by playing the first few chords. You've told me this quite a lot. You're still really annoyed about that.
Yeah, just because it wasn't as good live as I thought it was going
to
be.
That's one of the reasons why I don't listen to live music too often, because I've seen I've never watched a well-known band live.
Yes.
I've watched sort of bands
your
that
friends, brothers.
Yeah, my dad's friend's son's friend's band. I've seen them live. But the thing is that I've watched, I listened to some live covers that, well, not live cover, but the live CDs that people do. And I've also watched some, for some reason, people post to YouTube and other video sharing sites their phone quality version of live shows.
Yeah.
I don't get that. Like, it's...
I don't get why you film stuff, because you never go watch it back.
Apparently you put them on YouTube, but the weird thing is, why would you... Because, one, you can't you can't judge whether or not they're good live.
Yeah.
If it's through a really sort of bad speaker from your phone. The other thing is that you can't hear the song because there's always people next to the phone screaming.
I really don't believe that you can beat live music, though. It's really great.
I think it depends. I think I've heard that there are some bands that are disappointing live.
Oh, yeah, but when you see a band that are really good live, like Maximo Park were brilliant live. The Arctic Monkeys, I was quite far back for them, and they were playing their new album, which I hadn't listened much to. And I understand why they wanted to do their new album.
That's kind of the whole point of touring around.
But I really wanted them to play their older stuff. And
yeah, but you're an old man. You're so set in your ways.
But now I know their album more. I really did like. It was really fun seeing them live. The Cortinas were fantastic live. They played some great tracks, and even if you don't know all the songs, I think that's one of the things about live music, especially at music festivals, where it's either really, really hot because you're outside,
yes,
or it's really, really rainy and you're soaking wet. So I remember seeing the Cortinas. I didn't know all their songs, but I could still sing along to them all. I felt like I was enjoying everything. Another band that I hadn't seen anything of before I saw them at Leeds Festival was the 1975. And when I saw them, I was really impressed, and I've become a big fan of them now as well. But if I do love music festivals. I think it's fun. As someone who doesn't drink either, I proved to myself that going to a music festival doesn't have to be about all that, and you can still have fun and have a great time.
Yeah, it must be really just concerning being the only sober person at one of those events, though.
It's weird. It can be really, really weird, but... Have you never been tempted to go to a music festival?
I've been tempted before. I've all the friends I knew at high school who went to these festivals, they cut school to do it.
Yeah.
And I wasn't about that life. I really wasn't. And they wouldn't go... They would tend to go to Download or the really expensive ones like Glastonbury that I couldn't even afford to travel to Glastonbury when I was a teenager, let alone afford one of the tickets.
You've just got to make sure that you go with the right people.
That's the other thing.
That you really like, and also go with when you might get. Sometimes you can get lucky, and you'll be next to people in the campsites who are really, really cool and really, really nice and friendly.
Well, the stories that you hear
and there's
from
some amazing friendly stories of people getting lifelong friendships after meeting them in a tent in a field.
Or being helped by a stranger when their tent blows away and stuff like that.
There are some awful people there.
Yeah,
it happens everywhere.
I hear so many horror stories about people being mean at festivals, slitting tents, stealing stuff.
All you have to do at a festival is shout to get everyone in a happy mood. All you have to do is wait till about 3 o'clock in the morning and then just shout, "Alan!" And then someone else shouts, "Steve! Alan! Steve!"
That's so old now.
Know,
do people still do that?
Yeah, people do that at music festivals. It's
or
just
play Mr. Brightside.
Oh, yeah. And we talked about Mr. Brightside earlier. I have never seen a mosh pit to a to a DJ set. It wasn't even a main person on the stage. It was just the guy who was playing music on his CD player at the side of the Bingley Music Festival stage. People were singing along to Mr. Brightside more than they were to some of the tracks, and that was just coming out of a CD player. But I really
enjoyed it. Everyone's born knowing the lyrics to Mr. Brightside.
It's true. So remember, we're talking about the summer today. We've got a little bit more time left, but we're going to play one more song and then come back and finish off today's show. So, Maisie, what are we heading into?
Well, we have a choice for you.
Oh, do we?
We have Wait Till the Summer Comes Along by The Kinks. Summer Breeze by the Isley Brothers.
Let's go with The Kinks first, and then we might play the Isley Brothers later on. So stay tuned to Siren FM. Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. You're listening to Squabblebox. Myself, Kai Valentine, and Miss Maisie Anderson are here talking all about summer. That was the Isley Brothers with, what's the song called, Maisie?
Summer Breeze.
Summer Breeze by the Isley Brothers, and that's been... we've just had a message in from Marcel, our Californian listener, who says, oh man, I love the Isley Brothers, glad this was played first. So we're glad you enjoyed it, Marcel. So we've got one more message in. We are quickly wrapping up today's show. However, Lynn from Huddersfield has got in touch, and she says, yes, get, this is after the quiz, and she was announced the winner of the quiz earlier today. Yes, get in there. Love the summer of 84. We went to Skegness twice that year with my parents and my friend Karen. I remember the long hot nights at the disco. Could you please play any track from 1984 out of my 10 magical Squabblebox points? So... so we will
how
get into
that. How many box points is that?
I think that's all 10 points.
All 10 points.
All
goes
10 points, because we've had to search for something from
1984. We did. It was a trial.
So she went to Butlins in Skegge twice that year. Did you ever go to Butlins, Maisie?
I went to some parks akin to Butlins, and I think I went when I was very little, but I'm way too young to remember.
I always used to go to Butlins, mainly Haven Holiday Camps though, which also merged with British Holidays.
Yeah. I don't know what exact park it was. It was a caravan park. Yes. And I remember getting really annoyed because I had to share with my younger cousin. And I was with her mum and dad, my aunt and uncle. And I remember getting really, really annoyed because they'd brought bed sheets for her, but not for me. So I had to sleep in a hot summer with no bed sheet on my mattress and a scratchy duvet without any covers on it.
Ooh.
And pillows.
This still bothers you, doesn't it?
It still bothers me because it's so unfair.
Yeah.
Because I was only about 4 or 5. Way too young to... this is the only thing of the holiday I remember as well, so the whole thing is tainted for me.
I did love that, going to like Haven Holiday Camps and Butlins and things like that, the discos. My sister was always get up at the discos. I did the talent shows as well. my first and only time of getting up there and doing stand-up comedy, coming second.
I know my mum has pictures of me when I was about 2 at a holiday park, but I was ill. Yeah. So I spent the whole time in a pram in my pyjamas looking a bit sad.
Doing all those holiday songs as well, like the dance-along songs, like the cha-cha slide.
Yeah. See, my sister had a great time. I had a miserable time.
Maisie, stop moaning.
I'm sorry, but everything horrible...
We're trying to do happy summer thoughts.
But I need to vent.
Oh, yeah, we used to do, like, the cha-cha slide. What other ones? Agadoo, which we played a few weeks ago.
Macarena.
Oops, upside your head. Say, oops, upside your head.
Isn't that just called oops, upside your head?
Yeah, with the
you don't
hand
need to sing it
movements.
Then.
And I loved that. And it's time to wrap up today's show. Thank you to everyone who has got in touch and talked all about the summer with us today. We hope that this weather here in the UK continues. Currently, the weather is looking good for the rest of today. We're currently at 22 degrees. However, by around 4 o'clock today, 3 o'clock today, we're going to have reached a high of 24 degrees. It's going to be a warm night leading into a slight chance of rain going into tomorrow morning. However, by tomorrow it'll be nice and bright again and hopefully get a little bit warmer over the weekend. Now, for people who are long-time listeners to the show, or if you listen on the Trending Topics Network podcast version of the show, you will know that this is episode 49 of Squabblebox, and on Monday, for hashtag Ask Us Anything, we will be celebrating our 50th episode. So get in your messages to @Squabblebox on Twitter and leave hashtag ask us anything. You can literally ask us anything.
We just can't promise we'll read it out on air.
Yes. So thank you to everyone who's listening into today's show. This next song was requested by Lynn from Huddersfield. She asked for Something from 1984. Well, Maisie, this is the second best selling song of 1984. It is Frankie Goes to Hollywood with Two Tribes. Stay tuned to Siren FM. Thank you for listening to this episode of Squabblebox on Siren FM and on the Trending Topics Network, right here on the Trending Topics Network. We encourage you to check out all the other great material that Siren FM put out on a weekly, daily, hourly basis by going to www.sirenonline.co.uk. We also encourage you to check out all the other great material that the Trending Topics Network is putting out there by going to www.trendingtopicsnetwork.com, where you can find other such podcasts as the European Uppercut Podcast, Rasslecast, the Spanish Announce Table, Loo Chat, Old School at the Movies, 10 to 1, The Toots Experience, One Up Club's Heads Up, and much, much more. And of course, don't forget to come back and join us for the next episode of Squabblebox.